For today's In Touch, we're joined by Chad Simmons. He's currently recovering from injuries he sustained when a tornado hit his mobile home in rural Henry County on Saturday. He joins us by phone from his room at the University of Iowa Hospital.
It sounds like the time between you seeing the tornado and it hitting was pretty quick.
Yeah, it was very quick. Within 30 seconds or so, Kelly walked by the window and started stuttering, tornado, and I kind of didn't really think nothing of it. I went and looked, like, oh, crap, here it is. And it just hit us, and we started flying. When we see it, it was within probably 60 yards. We had no time to evacuate. It was there, and silent before the storm and stuff like that. That's not true. It didn't happen.
So when the tornado hit and you guys got thrown around, did you get knocked out?
I don't think I did. Kelly did a little bit. I think I stayed pretty much with it to the end. I know one time I did go out for a little while, but at the very end of the roll there, something got me and knocked me down. It took me a little while to get back up from that one, but I think Kelly was out for a little while because I was calling for her in the rain and stuff, and it took me for a while for her to start yelling back to where I could find her and get her dug off underneath the walls.
Was that your primary thought then, get to Kelly and get her out of there?
Yeah, as soon as I came to and the dog come running over to me, he's like, buddy, we got to find Kelly, and me and him went looking for her.
Walk us through that. You pick up Kelly, you get out, and you start looking for a vehicle.
After we quit rolling down the cow pasture there, I went and found Kelly, and I had to start removing the walls off her, and I got her out of there, and I could hear the LP tank whistling from the lines being ripped off it. I go, we can't stay down here. We got to get out of here. We kind of hobbled up to the trucks. Each kind of hold each other up, try to get the trucks. I got her and the dog in my one truck. I went back and started throwing brush off the truck so I could drive it. I got the truck all cleaned off. I got around the back side of it to their great big tree, shoved the tire of that truck so I wasn't going to drive it. So then I got her and the dog back out of that truck. We went over to another truck, and it had the taillights ripped out of it. I crawled over and got some tape on my work vehicle and taped lights in on that truck, and I got it started, and we were able to drive about a half mile. Then there's trees across the road. We couldn't get any farther.
Luckily, someone found you.
Exactly. It was very lucky. My neighbor kid, Hayden Chapman, had seen it from across the way where he lives and tried calling me. I didn't answer. Luckily, he came down to check on us. Pulled up to the brush pile, and I honked the horn and flashed the lights, hoping to get his attention to come around to the other side. And he came around to the other side, and I told him to get Kelly in the truck, get her ready to go to the hospital, and come back for me. And he walked her around, got her in the vehicle, and he came back for me, and we made about halfway to the other vehicle when the fire department showed up, and they helped us get me the rest of the way to the ambulance to town.
Well, in all this time, you were dealing with some pretty serious injuries. Were you aware of the extent of what had happened?
I knew my foot was broke. I knew I had a hole in my leg, but I knew I couldn't stop. I knew we had to get out of there. And if I didn't think about it and how bad they were, then hopefully I'd be able to keep going. And my main priority is to make sure I got her out of there.
Speaking of your injuries, what are you dealing with right now?
Oh, my foot is broken in about 7 places. They got a bunch of pins holding it together. They recently put a cast on today, and I got a great big puncture wound in my hip where evidently a tree branch had got me because they pulled tree branches out of it there Saturday evening in the emergency room there. Tons of bruises.
Well, I could imagine. And how about Kelly?
She's got a busted collarbone, and she should be getting out of the doctor as we speak right now. She's going back in for some more x-rays on her hands to see if they had anything going on with them.
Well, and then talking with Linda Robb, who set up that GoFundMe page, that surgery that you had saved your toes.
Yeah.
That's some good news.
They were afraid they're going to have to amputate him. I didn't realize it was that bad until they came back and told me that.
Well, what are you looking at for recovery time? Is this going to take a while?
12 weeks is going to be about the quickest I would be able to get back to work, I think. Is what they kind of told me. And they said the swelling is just going to be up to a year for the swelling goes down that foot.
That was part one of my conversation with Chad Simmons for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. A crowdsourcing campaign has been started online for Chad and his girlfriend Kelly Hunter on the site GoFundMe. A link to that can be found with this interview program at kciiradio.com. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.